Hi, this is Jordan Talley.
Hi, and this is Pamela Watson-Dean.
From Tacoma Community College, and today we will be discussing the water pollution in the Puget Sound area.
Yes. Okay, Jordan's going to discuss why she chose this topic for one of our English assignments. And I would like to know, Jordan, why did you choose this topic about Puget Sound?
I chose it because in a 10th grade science class, we had to do a project about water pollution. Mm-hmm. And it made me search more into it about water pollution and how a lot of it comes from just regular everyday things that humans do. Like a big thing was like car washes, like
yes.
People who wash their cars at home versus go somewhere in a more controlled environment, and how the contaminants get into stormwater runoff since it rains so much here, and it washes into the Puget Sound and affects the marine life.
And then we also discussed the fact that PCBs, mm-hmm. which is from the paint on the boats, mm-hmm. gets into the water, and yeah. that can cause contamination as well.
Yeah.
And the salmon and the orcas mm-hmm. and all of the fish mm-hmm. eat that food, mm-hmm. and they believe that it's food, but it's not.
Mm-hmm. So the PCBs are just this chemical that you can't see, you can't smell. Mm-hmm. It just exists, and exists in a lot of things like air conditioning. It exists in asphalt, the pavement, boats. It's a water repellent. It's in fire retardants, stuff that's in your car. It was banned in the United States because of how harmful it is and cancerous it is. Mm-hmm. But it's still in a lot of products that were it was like in the 70s. It was banned. So there's still paint going around from then, the asphalt is still there, the rain just washes it into the ocean. So it's still very much prominent, even though it is banned and you can't use it anymore. So, yeah.
Okay. What is your passion about Puget Sound? Why are you passionate?
You know, I grew up here. It's just home. It's where I grew up. And I just remember as a little kid going to the Duwamish Longhouse in West Seattle or in Seattle. And I don't think it's West Seattle, but in Seattle. And I remember them talking about how contaminated and polluted the Duwamish River is. And it's so, I think it's a lot better now because I think they've made, like, cleanup efforts. But they were talking about how kids would always swim in it. You know, there's so much shellfish and sea life in the Duwamish River that can't be, like, harvested anymore because it contains PCBs and mercury and super harmful stuff to everyone. Mm-hmm. Right. So it's just, like, that's right across the street. Like, yeah. I can see the river from here. And especially in Native American communities, things like salmon are so important to their culture.
Yes.
And they're dying because of pollution, because of humans.
And a lot of people eat salmon, and a lot mm-hmm. of consumers depend
exactly.
on it. And that
yep.
salmon is going everywhere.
Yeah, and it's not only us, it has a huge impact on us culturally or economically, but also the food chain.
Yes.
If salmon are contaminated, orcas depend on that
yes.
for their food.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody depends on everything. It gets zooplankton, and those PCBs get inside the zooplankton.
Mm-hmm.
Other fish eat zooplankton. Salmon eat those, et cetera, et cetera. It just affects everything in the chain all the way to the top.
Yes.
And so it'll affect the marine biology of the ocean.
Now, the other day we were doing a research about what Washington State is doing, and
mm-hmm.
you talked about Spokane.
Yes.
And the budget that's in Spokane,
mm-hmm.
which we didn't actually get any numbers
no,
on it.
No, we didn't get numbers. We didn't get what they were doing. It
yes.
was just kind of a, it'll be clean by 2025.
Yes.
But, like, what are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
How are you doing this? How do you know there's this much stuff in there? What are you using? How much money is it?
Yes.
Same thing with the orca and salmon watch groups.
Mm-hmm, yes.
It's like, yeah, we're protecting them, but we couldn't see anything about, like, specifically what they're doing other than keeping track. Okay, well, what are you going to do to help? So that was, like, we looked, and we could not find any specifics.
No, we couldn't find any numbers.
No.
They just gave us 2025.
Or procedures.
Yes. And even the Environmental Protection Agency didn't mm-hmm. give us that much information.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that we're cleaning it up.
Yeah. How?
Yes.
These are, it's an oily, specifically in Spokane, they were talking about PCBs in the Spokane River. And it's an oily substance and particle. How are you cleaning that up?
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know.
Yes.
Curiosity, yes, but also environmentally, how are you doing this?
Yes.
And how is it possible? So, yeah, nothing. It was like Jay Inslee made this orca and salmon protection watch group. Okay.
Right. And
what is it?
About it?
What is it?
Yes.
Why is
it in the news media and all on social media outlets?
And, like, the most I got was that it was just, like, a budget to protect those things.
Yes.
But it's like, okay, what are you doing with the money?
And what about all the signs
mm-hmm.
with the people that have boats?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, where do you go to wash off your boat?
Mm-hmm.
Where do you go to clean out your oil if you have an oil
mm-hmm.
spill?
And so another thing, one of our peers was talking about pollution that boats give with, like, dumping sewage and everything. And another thing is, so I have my boater's license.
Yes.
So you're supposed to know how to do stuff responsibly,
mm-hmm.
and people just choose to ignore it. Like, that's a part of getting your license.
Right.
Like, another thing, too, is, like, gas spills
mm-hmm.
into the ocean and water from these floating gas stations. And people just, like, accidents happen, yeah, but also people just are... not reckless, but reckless,
yes.
and don't clean up after themselves, and it causes issues.
And when you get off of the boat,
mm-hmm.
do you see, like, recycle bins everywhere?
No.
Do you see cleaning stations?
Mm-mm.
Do they have outdoor water? You know how they have the large, like, if you get into the water and you want to rinse yourself out, like, when you take a shower or anything, do they have those?
Mm-mm. So I'm more... I'm more, like, where we would go boating is Lake Washington, so
yes.
I know the most about that. People are just irresponsible boat owners as well,
yes.
recreational boat owners.
So how would you inform people that don't live in Washington State of how to care for Washington State? Seeing the information that we were researching, we couldn't find anything.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we inform the community within Washington State and outside of Washington State?
Stay educated.
Yes.
And talk about it, you know, like
mm-hmm.
we're doing here. Another thing is, it's not just Washington State. Orcas and salmon, they go south, they migrate south, and they come up. So it's California,
yes.
Oregon.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. Canada.
Alaska.
Yep.
And it's, these animals are traveling everywhere.
Everywhere and spreading it everywhere.
Yes.
That's a big thing, too,
yes.
is migration. Obviously, it's going to happen. You can't stop it.
Mm-hmm.
But these, like, quote-unquote infected animals are also just spreading it.
And they
other
don't even
places.
Know that they're affected.
Mm-hmm.
All they're doing is eating.
Yeah.
They're consuming what's in the water.
Mm-hmm.
And they're floating in it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't know.
Especially if, like, PCBs are in plastics.
Yes.
And they see, it's plastic and it has this chemical that can.
And they're consuming some plastics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Because of, literally.
Careless people that drop food into
uh-huh.
the ocean.
And especially, again, going back to the boat owner thing,
mm-hmm.
people will throw their trash. Oh, we're on the boat, doesn't matter, we'll throw it in the water.
Yes.
No, that's not how it works.
Yes.
Unless it's, like, actual food,
mm-hmm.
you know, you dropped it, oh, go in the water. Not plastics, plastic water bottles, cans, stuff like that. People
straws.
Will do that as well. Yep.
The thing that the plastic that's around, like the soda cans,
mm-hmm.
the beer
the
cans,
rings.
Yes.
Yep. But there's a organization here in Tacoma called Communities for Healthy Bay that...
it's in downtown Tacoma.
Downtown Tacoma. Where's it by? Because you said you tried to go there, yes.
It's
Okay. So it's just in downtown Tacoma on the it's on the water. And it's they have certain like cleanups. They do cleanups and everything. So that would be a thing to know about what the government is using for these orca, and are you cleaning up?
Yes.
So yeah, also another thing is boats are supposed to have like certain like dumping spots, so it's like more concise or into one spot.
Mm-hmm.
Don't know how much that's doing because it's still polluting the water, but
when boats overflow,
mm-hmm,
with all the gas,
mm-hmm,
that the because you need gas to fuel the boat,
mm-hmm,
right, correctly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so if it overflows over 90% and, mm-hmm, that spillage gets into the ocean,
mm-hmm,
then what happens? They have no cleanup crew.
Yeah.
And who do you call?
Yeah, exactly. Coast Guard?
No. That's an out-of-pocket expense. So you're like, oops.
My bad. All right.
Well, thank you, Jordan.
Yeah, thank you. And that's all we have for today.